Welcome back to Trash Rehash the Podcast. I'm Leah.
And I'm Breezy. And we're back to rehash Summer House. It is the reunion part two, the finale. Correct me if I'm wrong, Leah, but I feel like I was saying that there was going to be a three-part reunion.
I thought there was going to be one. I thought it was going to be three parts.
Okay, yeah. Maybe we assumed that because it was such a good season. But after this episode, I was like, we definitely didn't need three parts. There was parts that could have been cut out of the last reunion. This could have been just like a big one episode, I felt like. I was a little disappointed in this episode. Not, it wasn't bad. There's definitely stuff I want to talk about. But I guess I just, the season was so good that I just expected the reunion to be fire. But I don't feel like people were being held account. Like, I wish that more questions were asked or that we saw more challenging questions for some people.
Yeah. And so I'm all for on reunions if one person's getting a lot of heat, if it's deserved. But this constant kind of bashing on Lindsay and twisting every single thing to somehow be Lindsay's fault. Which, I mean, Lindsay's not perfect, but I mean, fucking Jen Shaw, who is about to go to prison, got less heat than Lindsay for kind of fooling around with Austin Kroll. I mean, it was just like, I couldn't take another episode if it was going to be the same shit of just bashing on Lindsay. And Lindsay fucked up this summer. Sure, she did some things that she probably shouldn't have done, but like the way that they were coming at her, where it's like, Lindsay's in a very happy, healthy relationship. Why are you still have this hatred for her? I don't know.
Yeah, you said something that I was literally thinking when you were talking about this, when you mentioned Jen Shaw. This was just like watching Lisa Barlow getting everyone was just attacking her and the last two reunions for Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. And it wasn't fun to watch. It's like, okay, the season was great, but then we're not really pressing the people that need to be pressed during the reunion. Like, we're pressing it's almost like they got together, this is what I said about Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. It's like everyone got together, everyone being Sierra, Maya, and Amanda, and Paige, all got together before the reunion and like almost made a pact. Like, this is like, we're getting Lindsay this reunion. Like, I know, like, they know that social media loves Lindsay. They know that more people the fan base really gravitates towards Lindsay. And I think that they're trying to bring her down and for more reasons, like not just because they don't like her, but also like a jealousy thing. There's this, especially when she started dating Carl, it seems like that's like the thing that has really amplified this. I don't know if they would still be, they would definitely be still talking about this during this reunion if her and Carl weren't together, but I think that her and Carl being together has made some people more angry. Sierra, not really. I'm not seeing that because she doesn't, like, it wasn't that big with her and Carl. But Paige, I think that her dating Carl, because she had that thing with Carl before too, and she has a Bravo celebrity relationship that's in the spotlight. Like, I think that there is like the, and because they all love Carl, but they hate Lindsay. So it's like, you're ruining him. It's nuts. It's nuts.
I mean, awful. Sierra basically said, I don't give a fuck about Lindsay as long as Carl's happy.
Right. Which I felt, fuck up is that?
I felt so bad for Lindsay because she like, could tell she was trying to keep a straight face, but not like, I'm as long as those two are happy. But to specifically name out Carl, I know we're kind of jumping a bit, but she specifically said, you know, as long as Carl is happy. And Paige said she didn't care about either one. So
yeah. And just a forewarning for the listeners, we're probably going to have to talk about Lindsay a lot and do a lot of defending for Lindsay this podcast episode, because that's all that they did was literally talk shit about Lindsay and try to make her look worse. Like, there's things that you can absolutely talk about with Lindsay this season that were not great.
Yeah.
And that's like every season. Lindsay fucks up. That's why she's good TV. But she is, don't come here acting like she is not a good person and not a girl's girl.
Well, in Sierra, you don't get to say a thing about who's a girl's girl or not, because you literally admitted that was the first thing you said when you entered this show was, you're not a girl's girl. So that got
and
me.
And we never forgot it. And we will always bring it up that Sierra is a self-claimed, not a girl's girl. Like,
But no, I mean, we know Hurricane Hubbard. She can be intense. She fucks up. Like, we said it before, but like, all this shit that they really got angry, we're like, how, you must not have been that angry, Sierra, because then you slept with Austin not too long afterwards, after he did make you look pretty shitty. Or not, he didn't make her look shitty, but I mean, he played you for a fool on national TV. And the person he was fooling around with, he didn't even end up with. She has a healthy, happy relationship. So for you to go back to him, you do look, it's hard for me to feel bad anymore.
Yeah, it's like, I would feel bad if Sierra would have, like, I feel like this reunion, since they did make up on the show, should have been like, yeah, I was fucking pissed that you, I felt like you were rubbing it in my face that you had this thing with Austin, but you apologized. Like, I'm past that. Like, I was pissed as fuck at you then. Like, it was, you know, but it's like, that's in the past. Like, we've, like, I know your intentions, like, we're at a better place now. Like, I understand, you know, like, I just felt like she should have been in a different space now, but the fact that she's still hammering it as if like they never apologized, like she never apologized, well, makes me feel like,
well,
what, like, why are you still doing this? Like, let it go.
Yeah. And yes, it was crappy the way Lindsay was doing it. Yes. But this is your fling. This isn't like an actual ex-boyfriend that you dated for years and be like, okay, Lindsay, that's way too far. That's shitty. But it's like, this is your fling. And Austin came in and said, he, like, you guys weren't anything. Like, it was just to still have this hot heat pissed off against Lindsay 6 months later, like, still to have that same energy is like really bizarre to me, to be totally honest, that you're still this upset. And Lindsay probably was like, holy, she probably came to the reunion thing, oh my god, this is, we're way past this, I'm dating someone else now, we're beyond this. I don't think she expected everyone to still be that angry at her.
Yeah, I'm sure she probably knew it was going to be like those three against her. Maybe Maya not really, maybe being more in the middle. But I don't think she expected for all the women but Danielle, Kyle, to all be included. I mean, we got to talk about Kyle and Amanda. Excuse me. I was just telling Jake, because when I did the rewatch, he was rewatching it too. Amanda, I feel like, is very different in this reunion. And what I'm getting the sense of, and tell me if you agree, is that after she's gotten married, it almost comes off as if she thinks she's like this wise like the wise one, like she's the married woman in the group, and she's very like, she kept butting into every conversation that did not involve her, trying to tell everyone how it's supposed to be and what's right and wrong about it. It's like, who are you, Amanda? Like, you're some fucking counselor, or like you're supposed to be at Andy's spot. I just I was so disappointed in Amanda in this reunion, and she dropped so low.
Yeah. Well, because even she got, when Danielle said, like, well, Kyle, you told everyone that they slept together when that wasn't the case. And Amanda's like, oh, like, it's all because of him. And Danielle's like, no, I didn't say that. She was just saying, like, this whole thing festered because Kyle went and told every single person that they hooked up, when Lindsay literally said, we felt like we slept naked and we didn't hook up at all, though.
It and really Kyle bothered made me it- because they showed us the clip, and I wish, I hate when we're doing a reunion and, like, I wish that they could show them in time, like, all the clips that they're going to show us, so they could be like, oh shit. Sometimes they have that, but sometimes they don't. But in this situation, it's like, she said, so what, because Kyle told her in secret doesn't mean it's true. And it's like, then they showed us, and it was like, that's not what she said happened. Like, people can sleep naked in a bed. She, why would Lindsay lie about sleeping with Austin? Like, why would she lie about that?
Well, because she said, we slept naked, but we didn't hook up. And the way Kyle made it seem was like, they were naked in the bed. Ooh. What do you think happened?
I was doing the, like, hand motion for those that don't know that Kyle likes to do since he's fucking 16.
When he was telling people, he was alluding to that something that they hooked up. Because he didn't say, we did not see him tell one person that they didn't hook up.
Yeah. And it's also like, Amanda was doing this thing where, whose friend are you? Because she did that with this situation instead of just being like, oh, that misunderstanding, whatever. Lindsay saying she didn't sleep with him, she didn't sleep with them. But then we also get, like, with the whole Craig and Kristen Cavallari thing, where she says that, Paige says that Lindsay knew about this before filming and stuff and brings it up. And who told her then that? Austin. And they're like, well, then Austin's lying. Yeah. Are you surprised? God. Yeah, Austin's lying.
Well, first, to turn it in on Lindsay's the shitty person when Craig is the one that's literally fucking someone else, pardon my language, but
yeah, I'm sorry, to turn it on, dropping that fuck everywhere.
Lindsay is the one who's the bad person.
Yeah,
one, because she knew about it for so long, she's like, I didn't know. And they're like, well, then Austin's lying. Oh, the guy you mean that came into the house and lied to both Lindsay and Sierra about his intentions with either of them, he is lying? Oh, call me shocked, because that's would be insane. But, like, what do you mean? Of course he fucking lied about it, because he's trying to make Lindsay look shitty.
Like, he has something to benefit for lying about that. Lindsay doesn't. Like, there's no benefit. And for Paige to bring up the whole thing that Lindsay knew about Kyle cheating on Amanda and making out with someone and chose to wait until the summer party to bring it up is such, like, so planned for her to, like, put that in there. But I loved how Carl chimes in and says, oh, so, like, you and Hannah bring up the rumor about Luke and Lindsay was okay, though. Like, it's like, she said, that was Hannah, not me. Are you fucking kidding me? So that's, so it's wrong, but you didn't do anything with it. It was just Hannah, just your best
friend. And then Luke's like, well, you guys came pretty hot at me in the kitchen.
They did. Like, we are not, like, they're not friends. Like, also, Lindsay and you are not friends, so why are you getting mad at her for not?
But also, it's a TV show. That's what they're supposed to do. Lindsay understands what you're supposed to do.
Understood the assignment.
Yeah. And so when, you know, Kyle and Amanda had been living together or dating, whatever, him bringing up Lindsay and Carl hooking up on camera, that's different, though.
Yeah, the finger banging in the car when you don't think that they talked about that beforehand. Like, that's what the show's about. And you could tell that there was actually emotion with her saying, doing it all, because they're actually friends, and she kept it And she probably waited until she had actually felt like it was even worth bringing up, you know, like had more proof or whatever she had. But I don't even fucking care. This was years ago. For Paige to bring this up is, once, now that they're married, is just like typical Paige. Like, yeah, typical. She's like, I still can't get over my first summer here. Like, I just cannot believe that Lindsay did that. Like, woof. Get out of here. Yeah. Also, Paige saying that she has shown her whole life for this show. She's put it all out there. What show are you watching, Paige?
Your own boyfriend, Perry, refused to be on the show and barely be talked about.
There was a season where you literally wouldn't come on weekends. And if you did, you would stay in and call your boyfriend, who you ended up randomly just hating out of the blue and stopped talking to. And
yeah,
and you were just being mean with your little friend Hannah in your bed every day.
Yeah.
So it's like, get out of here. I don't know anything about Paige besides that she likes fashion and that she is close with her mom and that she's Italian. Like, I don't know anything else about Paige.
No.
Because she does not share her life with us. Like, I don't. Like, we don't know real shit with Paige.
Yeah. Well, and then, like, I just, the way that even, you know, that went to how Lindsay's not a girl's girl. Well, you see, like, when Carl surprised Paige, Lindsay's like, oh my God, that's, like, she's happy that Carl surprised, or not Carl.
Oh, Craig, yeah.
Craig surprised Paige at prom. She even pulls Paige aside saying, oh, I'm so happy he came for you. Like, I mean, even her facial expressions the whole time, you could tell it was genuine. Like, she was happy. So it's just, you can tell Lindsay was totally blindsided by, she knew she was going to have some like talks with them, but I don't think she expected them to hate her this much. It was like insane.
Yeah. Like, I get the thing that I get, and I might have already said this, I get Sierra being annoyed with Lindsay and possibly never wanting to be friends with her, not trusting her fully as a friend. I get that. Mm. I get that. Like, she has every right to be hurt because Lindsay dismissed and disregarded her all summer. She disregarded and dismissed her. Lindsay did not give a fuck about Sierra's feelings. I do agree with that. Do I think Sierra give a fuck about Lindsay's feelings? No. I don't think that they're fucking friends. I think that Lindsay do. And that's why it's like, why are you still hanging out? Like, y'all were never friends. Now Paige, who is friends with Lindsay, that's what I don't get. Amanda, who's friends with Lindsay, like, why are you so mad? Unless there's something else going on, a jealousy thing.
Yeah. I also thought it was absolutely insane that Sierra had said at that dinner that her intention was to not come down on Lindsay.
Oh my God.
Because Lindsay said, she's like, I apologize for what I did, but I also think, you know, there was some stuff on Sierra's side. She's not completely innocent. And Sierra's like, well, it wasn't my intentions to, you know, come down on you that hard. It was, though. That was literally, you and Paige talked about how you wanted to call her out in front of the whole house. And when you talk about how Lindsay has victims to isolate, what do you mean you're not trying to do low blows and come at her hard?
That's so
100% what your intentions were. Own it. Say, yeah, I was really pissed off, so I wanted her to hurt the way I did.
Yeah,
I
would shitty, yes, totally, but at least get with that.
Yeah, I understand. Be like, yep, that's how you acted. But to be like, oh no, I was just trying to talk. Bull fucking shit. You were trying to make her feel stupid, and that's why you did it in front of every single person in the house.
Leah and I say it over and over and over again. Every show that we watch, we love a villain that owns their shit. Like, and you could just be like a villain for a season or maybe even an episode and like, you know, like just have like a villain moment. And if you own it, I love that shit. Like, we're watching Siesta Key right now, and I'm so into Mike, which is a, he's a shitty person, but he owns it and it brings such good TV. And that's why, you know, if Sierra and Paige could keep their energy that they keep in their confessionals, when they are talking to Lindsay and around other people and not try to act like they're so above the drama and like it's Lindsay that's doing it all and like they don't even care, it's just Lindsay, and it's, you know, it's like, no, you're the one who's keeping this going, and you're the one who's acting like you have no part in it when you want it all. Like, Lindsay does not care enough. Like, Lindsay doesn't need you all. Like, you all feel like you're needing Lindsay, but she don't need y'all. But I did want to address when you said the girl's girl thing. That hidden footage of Andrea and Lindsay in the car and the licking of the nipple. Why are you getting mad about that, Paige? Like, again, you are, and you're getting mad at Lindsay for this, not Andrea, when you chose Craig over Andrea, like, early in this season. It wasn't like she was messing with Andrea throughout the whole season, you know? Like, it was early, episodes. So I'm sure that this was... It was like the first episode. Like, she was with Craig this whole season, right? Like, why do you give a fuck? It's just adding, like, you just because you can. But it doesn't matter if you all are hooking up with someone that is that she's also interested in.
Well, even Andrea, because I cut to the commercial break, whatever, he was like, that was ridiculous.
Yeah. I love
because he was. Because he was like, wow, like, Lindsay got a lot of, like, shit for that and wasn't even what it was.
No! Well,
and they licked each other's nipple. It was, like, a joke. It wasn't, like, anything, like...
Yeah,
They were literally at, like, the Vineyard, so it wasn't, like, just those two in a bedroom where I'd be like, okay, that's a little...
Yeah, or a little if weird. She like, was dating Carl, or if he was dating Paige or Lexi, yeah. No, not okay. But because you and Paige had a little something, but Paige has seen someone else, she can't, like, that they can't, like, play around at, like, and do shit like that. Like, get the fuck out of here, Paige. Like, you are not in control of everyone's relationship and who can talk to who.
Well, it's funny, they like kind of did a flashback of how she was like, I'm juggling between like two hot guys, I'm the luckiest girl in America, but Lindsay is a brothel.
Yeah, I can't.
And just more nice things to say about Lindsay and kind of shitting on everyone else. It was nice to see how she is like, you know, at first I was sober just for him and now it's kind of just for me. I'm not gonna be sober forever, but I'm just trying to be his teammate. And then you just have no one saying, oh, that's great. They're just look pissed off at her for doing something that's healthy for her too. She looks damn good.
I think she's the best looking at the reunion, her and Maya. But I took it that when they were asking Sierra about her and Carl, that when Sierra was saying, you know, if I'm going to be with someone that is sober, like, I would want to be sober too. I was taking it almost that they didn't know that Lindsay was sober with him, but maybe they did know. But it almost felt like they didn't know. And if they didn't know, I feel like they should have acknowledged. Someone should have said something. But it's just like when the whole shit happened with Carl and Paige, like, no one chimed in on that, which I thought was very telling, too. It's like, it's very divided. Kyle, did you see, they were all hanging out and it was Luke, Andrea, I can never remember what his name is. What's the guy?
Alex.
Sorry, Alex. Not like he's listening. Alex, Lindsay and Carl and Danielle and Robert all together hanging out. And then they're getting dinner was Kyle and Amanda and Sierra and like Paige and all that group. And like someone said, you know, Kyle wishes he was with the at the big kids table or something.
Oh, 100%.
Like, yeah, he doesn't like it seems like he's only doing this because of Amanda. And Amanda's got this whole thing like, well, now we're married. You can't get rid of me.
I think he's doing it to be supportive of Amanda, but I don't see her doing that for him.
No. Did you also see on social media the lots of comments? Kyle, people are saying, you know, how shitty Amanda and Kyle were during this reunion, and how like when Amanda said like he works for us, talking about Carl, and Kyle says she didn't mean it like that. She meant it like he works for us, like he's with us, like he's family, like we need to remember that and treat like be cool with them. And in a way, yeah, she meant that. But then Lindsay comments saying, then what was the whole that Lindsay is what did she say? You already said it, but maybe you didn't say
yeah.
it. That she's like bringing Carl down or something. Like, oh, she's
ruining him.
Ruining yeah. him. And it's like, yeah, thank you, Lindsay. Like, I love that Lindsay does that shit, that she's like, no, like that's Lindsay. She's gonna, that's just Lindsay. You know, that's our girl. But she's gonna, like, no, I'm a guy. You wrote like a little paragraph. Like, it was long, like, really trying to. No. Like, we're all friends. And honestly, these social media posts hurt us more than you think and can cause more issues behind scenes. Like, you all don't understand. Like, you're going to make the show not what it was originally set for, which is a group of friends that are, I'm like, Kyle, damage control, not going to work.
Well, because Amanda wasn't like, while the other two girls were shaming Lindsay and Carl, she wasn't like, hey guys, like he's like family to me. She was like, oh my god, why isn't he on our side, is basically what it seemed like to me.
Yeah, but yeah. I'm trying to think if there's anything else with Lindsay before I kind of change the subject a little bit. I mean, we could always go back, but I do want to talk about, I have a lot of feelings on this. They talk about Maya and Sierra's conversation, which was a super important conversation. I really did not like how Sierra handled this with Danielle. And Danielle, they gave Sierra and Maya a platform to talk about being Black in the Hamptons, which is a real thing. And it is different than Danielle's experience. But when Danielle expresses that, which Danielle, I love her so much. She's so amazing. Did exactly as she should as an ally to Sierra and Maya and other Black viewers around the world. And said that this is not the space for me to make this about me. You know, this is, I'm not going to do that. She mentions though, how what did hurt her is, and she also says that it's different. She was raised going to the Hamptons. Like it is a different experience, but it's not to say that she has the same experience as the white cast members, because she absolutely doesn't. And they mentioned that early in seasons with Danielle, but they never gave her this kind of platform. So it's nice that Maya and Sierra are able to open that door for Danielle. But when Danielle tells Sierra, what hurt her was when she said, as the only person of color in the Hamptons last summer, she felt unseen and unheard. Like, you know, like you don't, like, I understand that I'm not Black, but I identify as a woman of color. And it kind of hurts that you wouldn't identify me as a woman of color. Completely valid. Like 100%, because when that conversation happened, that was my instant thought. Like, you're really dismissing Danielle's experience. Now, it could, now I understand Sierra coming out and saying, that's not what I meant. I really meant Black woman. You didn't say that. So I felt like it was, and she apologized for it. And I felt like it was going okay until she then quickly, like, well, you know, I have to watch everything I say, though, because anything can be taken the wrong way. And I was so disappointed in Sierra in this moment. It looked so, like such a shitty thing to do when someone is coming as a, like, an ally. Like, and this is coming from a Black woman, okay? Like, I'm not, like, I'm telling you that this is, like, I cannot believe that Sierra, I can. But this is one of the reasons why I do not like Sierra. Now, Maya, I love Maya. And I don't think Maya would have handled, but Maya also didn't say it. But I don't think Maya would have handled it the same way that Sierra handled it. And I feel like Maya would have been, but she didn't say that. I don't think Maya would have said that. Because I think that Maya does see Danielle's experience, and that her and Danielle had conversations because she's the one who she said she went to and said that Sierra's really remorseful, but she never heard from Sierra, which tells me Sierra does not fuck with Danielle. So she doesn't see Danielle's experience and she doesn't care about Danielle, which makes me think you're fucking selfish, Sierra. Mm-hmm. And it's not right for you to do that. Like, it's really fucked up. And if it was the other way around, it would be just as fucked up if Danielle did that same shit. Like, but she wouldn't.
Yeah.
But that was my rant. I was very disappointed in that.
Yeah. To kind of go off on that too. So early in the episode, when Sierra's apologizing first for throwing the wine glass, she's like, I'm better than that. And Danielle's like, you are. Like, she knows, like, she was like, you are. She's like, which I was like, that's amazing of Danielle to be like, you threw her wine glass. And she knows, well, I personally don't know if Sierra is, from what we've seen from Sierra, but Danielle's like, no, I know you're better than resorting to that, you know, like, in support of Sierra. But then, yeah, because at first, you know, I agree, Sierra, where she's like, I would never diminish you, like, that wasn't my intention. But then it was the, well, oh my God, you made such a big deal about this.
Yeah.
Like, I have to be so correct and blah, blah, blah. Where it was just like, it was kind of like then a backhand. She like
did
8 steps back, where at first it was like, oh yeah. And Danielle's like, okay, yeah, you didn't necessarily mean person of color, you meant Black. Yeah. But then it was, I have to be so politically correct because people are going to turn it the wrong way. Well,
she didn't turn it the wrong way.
No, how else was Danielle supposed to take that?
Yeah.
You know, and when you explained it the first time, it was just a misuse of language was what you were trying to get at. And then, no, you just backtracked. And I think you're right. She doesn't give a fuck about Danielle at all. And
no. Has no disregard.
I felt really bad for Danielle because you could tell she was just very hurt.
Yeah, it really, especially how everyone was really, really supportive of Sierra and Maya, as they should be, but were really just like looking at them and not including Danielle. Danielle has a really powerful story. I mean, she told us about how her mom was like a single mom, and like being a Latina woman in America now, of course, but even like 30 years ago, Like, that's like really difficult, especially in New York City. I mean, it's just like, and to see where Danielle is, you know that her mom had to work her fucking ass off to get Danielle where she's at now. And that's why she had all this, when she didn't have that job, like she didn't have a job for a season. And she was like stressing out about it because she knows what it's like to not have money or not have that stability. And it's like feeling like she's failing when her mom gave her everything, you know, like it's like, that's so important. And yes, white people experience that too, but it's completely different. Danielle has a different experience than everyone in that house because of her race. And it's something that they should be talking about and including. I don't think it needs to be included with Maya and Sierra because it's a different experience and you shouldn't take away from that. But I don't like how the other roommates don't acknowledge it, because that like makes her experience look like it's just like the same as theirs, or that they, oh, we already know that. We've known you for years. You're like, we're good with you. Like, no.
Kind of gets lumped into the same as everyone else then that's white on the show. So
yeah, I really just didn't like that. And I but I really appreciated how Danielle was an ally to Black people. I mean, that's what she was. She said exactly what she should have said, that people on these other Bravo shows should really listen to, because and she said that as a woman of color, when a lot of times this is a conversation where you have a white person beefing back and forth with a person of color and they have no idea how to address it. But to see like another person of color addressing it the proper way, leading by example, people should just be more like Danielle. I love Danielle.
Yeah. Well, and I just like, I also just like applaud the rest of the cast for being like respectful too. I mean, I mean, hearing what Alex went through.
Yeah.
Just shitty. And not fair.
Which they're just like, oh my God, you should have told someone. You should have like, y'all shut the fuck up. This shit happens like on the daily, on the red.
Well,
like,
and I'm glad that, you know, they said that to like Kyle. So he's, you know, some of it, they need an eye opener about it.
Yeah.
And I really love that, you know, Andrea coming out of that conversation wasn't just like, okay, that was just a talk. Like, he literally made, like, he actually listened and made a change in his efforts, which that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to learn and actually take initiative for it. So,
yeah, it was beautiful to see. And the name slip up with Maya, which totally valid for her to have felt the way she felt about it. I know exactly what she's talking about. I get it. But I'm sure it probably feels a little bit better for her to see that he is actually with Alexi and and that she was a real person, you know, and him slipping up and calling her Lexi was really not because he didn't know her name. And that was just who was on his mind. But
he literally had her, but
but it's still totally like valid. Dismissive that you're don't, that it feels like you don't see me when he's not messing up anyone else's name. Like, I totally resonate with that and I get it. But I'm sure it probably feels a little bit better for her looking back. And, but seeing how he knew that himself, he knew that he called her Lexi for that reason. Like, you know, it was not because of that, but guess what? He didn't make a big deal of it. And we're like, really, Maya, you're being ridiculous. I guess I got to watch everything I say. But you know, but instead he like, I'm so sorry. And I'm gonna make a conscious effort to never make you feel unseen again by me.
Yeah. He didn't diminish her feelings at all, which I love Andrea. I was a little iffy on him at Winter House, but Summer House, he won me over.
He won me over. Yeah. He didn't dismiss or disregard Maya at all after dismissed and disregarded. Oh my God, Sierra, get that tattooed on you. Shut up. But let's talk a little bit about Kyle and Amanda.
Yeah, I do kind of love how they were like, you can just, you know, easily Google what a prenup is. It's not that hard.
It's like, okay, and how long has this been? And you, because they tell us they don't have time to plan this wedding. They don't have time to do. I see you all on my screen. I know y'all got fucking time. So I know you have time, Amanda, to Google what a prenup is. And you have. I know you have. So you just don't want to get it. And I think that that's a red flag, Kyle, that your wife refuses to get a prenup when you have all these businesses, her name's not on any of those businesses. Like, that's a huge red flag for me. It's almost like she's saying, if Kyle cheats on me, I'm going to make sure I have all, like, as much as I can from him, you know? And it's like, or if this just doesn't work out. And that's, like, a little weird to say. I don't know. Well, I think it's a little
Well, it's just kind of funny that, like, every girl on the show was like, yeah, I would get one.
Yeah, I know. Wait, where was that energy to
like, yeah, I was like,
so stupid. But I feel like it's they also did that because they know how the fans are coming and they know that they would look fucking stupid not raising their hand.
Yeah.
Because they're also like, hand, well, I'm like, wait, why did you say?
Yeah.
You better not get that prenup. Like, what the fuck? I would be so pissed if I was Amanda. Like, thanks, guys. Like, I think that we're still going to get, like, crazy drama with Kyle and Amanda. Like, they're still going to be arguing and unhappy.
Because it was renewed for another season.
Of course it was.
Yeah.
Of course it was.
But I do want to talk about, because we have decided on rehashing Southern Charm, which looks batshit crazy. But I think it's going to make a little more sense why Craig was so wishy-washy, because he was hoping to get back together with Naomi. And he was actually keeping Paige on the back burner. I think we're going to see that, how that
is. That what you think, though? Do you think that he was trying to get back with her and not that he didn't want to get back with her? Like, she, like, do you think that they were both probably interested in each other, but you think that it's her that ultimately didn't want to be with him?
I kind of think so, that they were, like, you know, hooking up, whatever, but that she didn't necessarily want anything serious. And that's why the Paige thing was, well, we're not dating, but, like, we'll get to a point where we're like, won't want to hook up with anyone else. And
I don't know why my mind took it that he chose, like, Paige, and that possibly, which I hope is that Naomi is the one to decide no, and that Paige is on the back burner. That's great. Yes, the trailer for this season coming up looked so fucking good. Like, you all gotta watch Southern Charm if you haven't. So good. But these guys on this show have so much drama, like, so more drama than the women, like, always. It's almost like Real Housewives of New Jersey, if anyone watches that. Like, the house husbands have, like, the most drama. It looks so good, and Shep's at it again, being a cheater, it seems like, or questionable things. So I'm really excited to see this crossover. My mom was telling me yesterday that, because she loves Southern Charm, she's watched it since the beginning, had always told me I needed to get on it, so I got on it a little later. But she said, it sucks that Paige isn't going to be in Southern Charm. And I was like, she is. I mean, she's not a main cast member, but she's totally going to be making multiple appearances. And she didn't believe me. And I'm like, no, really? Like, she's going to be, like, she didn't understand, like, the timeline, I think. I don't know, but I was telling her all, like, no, the timeline is fucked up. Like, there's going to be, like, this happened before Summer House. So, I mean, well, after Summer House, before Summer House is, like, we've watched it. So
yeah,
it's going to be good. And I'm excited because they were filming around the same time then, right?
Yeah, like there's definitely going to be overlap. Yeah, definitely. So I mean,
do you think we'll see Sierra too in Charleston since they hooked up? I wonder when that
maybe. It could have just easily not made it to the trailer.
I know. Oh my god! It looks so good though. Very excited about that.
Yeah.
Did you finish Serving the Hamptons?
I did.
Tell us your thoughts.
It's like, I wish there were definitely more episodes. Five episodes was not enough.
No. So it was five. I felt like it was really short. Yeah. I was like, wait, no.
Jill. Mm. She's good for TV, but I know I could never, ever be friends with someone like Jill. We get it. You're cousins with Lindsay Lohan. We get it.
Have you watched Lindsay Lohan's Beach Club?
No, I feel like I have to.
Oh my God, you haven't? Oh yeah. It's so good. Okay. You have to watch that. I was going to say, when I saw that Lohan, I was like, and I was getting so many vibes from that show. And I'm like, this makes sense. I wonder, well, that's through, I think that was an MTV thing. I don't know. Anyways, keep going. Yeah. What else you got?
Ethan, when I found out that he hooked up with Sheena, which then I like specifically remember that episode too.
Yes.
I'm like, oh yeah. Because then connection. Her best friend, Adam, yes! gets all upset. Her best friend.
Buying them all crazy gifts and like
or whatever. But no, I mean the cast is fun. I like them. So
and I like the layout because they're living in this house. So like you're mm-hmm. getting more. Well, like this is the layout that it has to be for top notch drama.
Blumar or whatever. Is it Blumar? Is that the one restaurant that he owns?
I don't remember.
Well, this summer house, they have dinner there.
Oh my God.
You know, where Kyle's slamming his like hands on the table. That's that restaurant.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. I was like, I knew it looked so familiar. And then I looked it up. It is.
Oh my God. I didn't know that. I was assuming I'm sure they go there, you know, but I did not know that was that same restaurant. So that's wild. Well,
and Breezy and I had, for the show had figured out that Montauk and the Hamptons are not the same thing. They're like an hour away. I had thought they were like one was like a suburb neighboring type of thing. I had no idea that they were like opposite ends of
in my small mind never going to the Hamptons or anything like that, I thought that the Hamptons was like this smaller quaint beach town kind of place, and then Montauk was like on the outskirts or vice versa. I feel like Montauk was like a little bit like away from the beach and maybe more country bougie winery vibe, but like close. Like I thought that it was just like a quick like taxi.
Yeah,
they're like, oh, we're going to Montauk or whatever, but I guess it's like, oh shit, you gotta drive an hour. I don't know, but we gotta make our way to the Hamptons. It's gonna be so expensive, but we gotta sometime do that. First, I don't know. All the places that we need to go to are like dog ass expensive. That's not expensive. But we'll have to get like an Airbnb or something and go to the Hamptons during a time that they're filming Summer House.
Well,
and
try to
get into one of those fucking parties. Like they have random people there. It's not like. But I'm sure they pay.
Yeah, I'm assuming.
I'm going to find out.
Yeah.
I'm going to find out. If not next summer, two summers away, whatever. I don't know. I'm going to figure out something because we got to try that restaurant, go out to what's one of the places they go out to that that Lindsay always wants to go to? Is it?
Southampton Social.
Yes, Southampton Social. We're gonna have to do something like that, and maybe, or just when I was in New York City a couple, like a month or two ago, I was like, we got to go to like Manhattan or something. Like, I need to go somewhere where I could possibly run into Lindsay. Well, and Jake said, oh, she probably has a driver. No, she fucking doesn't have a driver.
Like, no. We'll find out where the Loverboy headquarters are and we'll just hang out outside.
No, just hang out and maybe we'll see Carl walking in and film crew for their little cut while they're their work week that they do. And they're making their fake little phone calls like, oh yeah, I'm totally on that, I'll be up there in a moment or something, you know. We gotta be there. But yeah, I think this season was a great season. The best possibly. I don't know, this one or last, I don't know, last season was freaking great. COVID, them being stuck in that house, and how many sandwiches have you made for me? Really really good seasons, but I guess that was Winter House. I don't know. That was Summer House.
Yeah, Summer House.
Was- oh, my mind. But yeah, and anything else from the season or that you want to talk about from the reunion? Like, I feel like we talked about everything.
I mean, I'm sad that we're done rehashing it. Honestly, all of our shows are like in their last episodes. But that's okay. But also we are still rehashing Survivor, which last week's episode was so good. Really not looking forward to the season finale because I've had so much fun this this season. Siesta Key season finale, which that was a great episode too. Probably might be my favorite of the whole season so far.
Oh yeah, hands down. Same.
Yeah, and then I think we'll probably, once we wrap those up, we'll do Unexpected, because then we'll just have totally free time to do it. So
yeah, and I don't know, maybe we'll do like a little break, maybe like just fun vacay, regroup about what shows we want to do for the summer and stuff. I like Survivor is Leah's baby and Big Brother's my baby. Where like it's always like I'm put it completely on Leah if we want to podcast Survivor. I love Survivor, but that's completely on Leah, if in my opinion. And there's shows that I'm like, oh, this is like we're both like we're totally on board, like, and we both need to, you know. I feel like Big Brother's probably like my, like it's kind of like on me if we want to do it or not. Yes. And I really don't know. I just finished an amazing season, the best second, maybe third best, top three best seasons of Big Brother ever. And that was Big Brother Canada 10. Best winner. Amazing. Like everything was amazing from start to finish. Like I loved it. But I don't think BB US would be the same way. So I'm open to seeing the cast, seeing the house, and kind of going from there. But like, I just don't know if I want to put my, because when I watch Big Brother, I, no matter what, I'll be watching the live feeds all the time. But do I want to put my, it stresses me out because I put too much on into it because I love it so much. Well, and I don't want to be
there's that way. A lot that comes into Big Brother, because we talk about how the show edit, like how it's edited, you know, the three episodes a week. But then we also talk about what happens on the live feed. So there's a lot we have to gather to talk about Big Brother. You know, it's a, for sure, I love Big Brother, but that one for sure is, that's the most work we put into
it. Yeah, it's like a job. But also it's not just like mindless trash TV. There's it's not like Summer House and Siesta Key or Southern Charm, where it's reality TV, but it's not, this is happening in real time. We're seeing real conversations. We're seeing real life things happening and then getting edited out, or people are getting protected. And that's like, especially in this time, being a woman of color, it's hard on my mind to constantly have to go over this stuff with Big Brother. They've constantly fucked up in the past, especially BBUS. So, and I'm really concerned about how after last year with the cookout, how returning players that have seen that season and are going to treat people of color in the game. So I'm a little concerned about a lot of things with the season, but I don't know. I could be just reading into it, but that's honestly, I know I'm rambling about Big Brother, but I think that I'm at like a out of 100%, 100% being doing it and zero being not doing it. I'm at like a 35, which is pretty low.
Yeah.
So, so we'll see.
It's just, we have fun, but sometimes it gets to where there's not much that's going on. Mm-hmm. It's hard to rehash, or when the season turns to complete shit.
And you're stuck.
Like, the one that they called All Stars, that one was.
Oh my God. So I wish we never did. Like, yeah, like that's now last season was good, but it was also just like, oh, it's a lot. Cause I, no matter what, I'm going to watch it all. But do I want to like spend that much time talking about it all? And do people want to listen to us talk about that much? There's a lot of Big Brother podcasts already out there. So it's like, do we need to? So that's honestly where I'm weighing that option. But if we don't do Big Brother and we just do Southern Charm, we might look to scoop something else up, you know? Yeah. So we'll see.
We'll find some like random freaking show.
Yeah,
that we've both never watched, and like
which would be
gonna try
actually very fun to do.
Something totally out of our I feel like our comfort zone would be kind of fun.
Not
a Housewives, but you know, something.
And if anyone listening this far to this episode and you have like a show that you're thinking, oh my, y'all need to watch this, or I would love to hear that, like, send us recommendations. We're totally open.
Yeah, we're
love our trash.
We're open to that 100%.
Yes, 100%. Okay, but now that I've talked like everyone's ear off, anything else before we wrap it up?
Just don't forget to follow us on Twitter at @rehashtrash and on Instagram at @trashrehash.
Yes, go follow us, and until next time, bye.
Bye.